We are back with one final look at Best of the Best and Blondie with their reggae-tinged The Tide is High. Tensions within the band on the rise due to the act's commercial decline and the attendant financial pressures that brought, as well as constant press focus on Debbie Harry, to the exclusion of the other band members, events reached a breaking point when Stein was diagnosed with the life-threatening illness pemphigus. As a result of Stein's illness, coupled with drug use by members of the band, financial mismanagement, and slow concert ticket sales, Blondie canceled their tour plans in early August of '82. Shortly thereafter, the band broke up, with at least one member quitting and instigating lawsuits against the other members. The band's breakup was announced publicly in November of '82.
Was it destiny? I don't know yet. Was it just by chance? Could this be kismet? In my consciousness told me you'd appear. Now I'm always touched by your presence, dear. When we play out
We'll be right back.
Rap music was not really a thing at the time of Blondie's releasing of that song in January of 81. It was the first song with rap in it to go to number one. Blondie truly was groundbreaking, and with reggae and rap, before they were entrenched in the pop music culture. Yes, there were reggae artists like Bob Marley and Jimmy Clift around, but they were not in the mainstream before Tide Is High. There was rap, obviously, but it took Blondie to carry it to a new level. By 1982, the year the band initially broke up, Blondie had released six studio albums, each exhibiting a stylistic progression from the last. The band is known not only for the striking stage persona and vocal performances of Harry, but also for incorporating elements of their work from numerous subgenres of music, reaching from their punk roots to embrace new wave, disco, pop, rap, and reggae. The first single after the band's reunion, Maria, became Blondie's sixth UK number one, exactly 20 years after the band's first number one, Heart of Glass, making them the first and only American band to have chart-topping UK singles in three different decades, the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
She moves like she don't care, smooth as silk, cool as air. Ooh, it makes you wanna cry. She doesn't know your name, and your heart beats like a subway train. Ooh, it makes you wanna die. Ooh, don't you wanna take her?
Maria, you've gotta see her.
don't you wanna take her home? She walks like she don't care. You wanna take her everywhere. Ooh, it makes you wanna cry. She's like a millionaire walking on imported air. Ooh, it makes you wanna die.
Blondie always has been hard to describe as a band, but one thing is for certain, they always have been interesting and knew how to write, record, and perform songs that were radio hits. Their live performances have always delivered, despite personnel changes and changing musical styles. Blondie is plain great and deserves to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That does it for this edition of Best of the Best. Be sure to check out Mark Platt's Digital Pop Music ebook series on iTunes and all available outlets. This classic rock series includes the Beatles, Stones, Kinks, and The Who, along with R&B, disco, power pop, girl groups, classic pop, classic rock, and of course, the millennials. We'll catch you next time on Best of the Best.